Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In Parshas Vayechi, we hear about the final days and death of Yaakov Avinu. Before he died, he gave brachos to his children and to his grandchildren. And after he gave a bracha to Yosef's sons, Yaakov said in Perek Memches, Pasuk Tesvav HaElokim, Asher Hisalchu Avosai Lefanav, the God before whom my fathers, Avraham and Yitzchak, walked, HaElokim HaRoeh Osi Meodi, Ad Hayom Hazeh, the God who has taken care of me, HaRoeh Osi, like a roeh, like a shepherd, the God who has been my shepherd from the day I was born until today. And then in the next pasuk, Yaakov says, "Hamalach hagoel osi mikol ra yivarech es hanearim." The angel who has redeemed me from all evil, yivarech es hanearim. May he bless the children, etc., etc. V'yidgu larov bekerev haaretz. May they teem into multitudes in the midst of the earth. It's a beautiful bracha that we sing and we share with our children and with others. But a few questions come to mind. First of all, why should the malach, the angel, be the one to bless the children? Why not Hashem himself? And if we're speaking about a malach, an angel, why does Yaakov mention God not once, but twice? Ha'elokim asher hisalchu avosai lefanav and ha'elokim haroweosi. Avram and Yitzchak went before God, and God took care of me. He was my shepherd. So if Yaakov is mentioning God, if Yaakov is invoking God's name in the bracha, why wouldn't he also invoke God's name in the bracha for the children? These and other questions are asked by Rav Nissen Alpert, who died in 1986. He was one of the most, the closest and one of the most prominent Talmidim of Rav Moshe Feinstein, who also died in 1986. And the following beautiful idea is found in Rav Alpert's Sefer on the Chumash, Limudei Nisan, on our Parsha. Avram and Yitzchak experienced a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was completely miraculous. Wars were won miraculously, fortunes were made miraculously, success was obtained miraculously, etc., etc. So much of what they did and experienced was Begilui or Eloki, with the light of God experienced clearly and obviously. And because of that, the kings in the area, like Paro and Avimelech, would respected them and valued them. That is HaElokim Asher Hisalchu Avosai Lefanav. They walked before God, they lived with God, they experienced God, so to speak, in a miraculous, supernatural way. And the same is true with Yaakov, but in a slightly different manner. Yaakov's very existence, his very survival, was also very miraculous. With everything he experienced in his life, the only way to understand Yaakov's survival and Yaakov's success is to look at it miraculously. However, Rav Alpert says that's only true in the big picture. On the macro level, when you look at Yaakov's life as a whole, HaElokim HaRoeh Osi Meodi Ad Hayom Hazeh, the God who has taken care of me from the day I was born until today, looking at his whole life, it's clear to see miracles, to see God's hand. However, on a day-to-day basis, looking at the challenging chapters in Yaakov's life, it is clear God was there, but only behind the scenes. Between his troubles with Esav, with Lavan, with Dinah, with Yosef, with Shimon, with Binyamin, with going to Egypt at the end of his life, between all of those things, Yaakov's life was so, so challenging. And it's not easy to see God's hand in each of these challenging episodes. God was there, of course. It's clear that God was behind the scenes. In the big picture, it's clear that God himself saved Yaakov and guided his life miraculously. But looking at each chapter of Yaakov's life, it's harder to see God's direct hand. Rather, Yaakov's survival and Yaakov's success is due to what Rav Alpert calls shluchei hahashgacha, Hashem's agents, Hashem's representatives, so to speak. Malachei Hashem, the angels of God. And that is why the children are blessed with by the malach, and not by God himself, so to speak. Yaakov knew that once he died, the darkness of the galus would descend on the Jewish people. In the galus then, and in the galus now, God's direct hand will be harder and is harder to see. But Yaakov knew, and we know, that shluchei hahashgacha, Hashem's agents, malachei Hashem, are always there. And if we look hard enough, they are always evident as well. They may take different forms, sometimes in the form of politics, sometimes in the form of economics, sometimes in the form of the military, and sometimes in some other form. Hashem's hand is behind our survival and success, and he always has been. So Yaakov said, "Hamalach hagoel osi mikol ra," just like the malach Ruach, just like Hashem's agents have saved me time and time again in each challenging episode of my life, God willing, Yevarech es ha'ne'arim, God willing, the children too will be blessed by Hashem's divine providence. And God willing, they will be zoche to see that providence even in the long darkness of the galus. And in that way, God willing, v'yidgu larov bekerev ha'aretz, they will thrive and they will succeed. That was Yaakov's bracha to his children and to all of us. Hashem's direct, miraculous, divine hand is not always visible to us in our difficult galus, but his shluchei hashgacha, Hashem's agents, are always there helping us and survive and helping us thrive until this challenging galus comes to an end. B'mehera v'yameinu. Have an amazing day, everyone!